Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu. We're going over the Lawful Evil Gods, and this is the third and final Lawful Evil God of the Gods of Porphyra. This one is a goddess named Rolterra. She's a sneaky one, really, really sneaky. She's called the Boundless One, Fist of the People. She's the goddess of insurrection, expansion, and foresight. Her worshippers are rabble-rousers and revolutionaries. Her alignment is lawful evil. Her domains are liberation, magic, time, and travel. Her subdomains are the arcane, exploration, future, and revolution. Her favored weapon is the scythe, and her favored animal is the barn owl. Now, her legend starts out fairly appealing, to be honest. Rolterra resides within a realm riding the seams of the multiverse. It is said that she was the first deity to manifest after the calling. She is the embodiment of revolution. Freed from her boundaries, she threads her influences into the dreams of prophets and the nightmares of kings. A quote from the Rigid Destinies, which is her manifesto. Divine power grants Rolterra glimpses of the future. Her eyes are voids of steaming light, tracing time's complex web. Within each cosmic strand, she witnesses a tangle of infinite possibilities. Forever, she searches until her gaze rests upon fibers that support her goals. She speaks to us, her devoted, through visions, detailing events to make such futures reality. And I think that quote sums up a lot of the problem. Rolterra, on the surface, claims to be interested in violent upheavals, overthrowing governments, freeing people, that sort of thing. But it's actually not about freeing the people at all. It's just about the violent upheaval and the overthrowing of governments, which some people might think, well, that's worthy enough, but there's still a catch. Unlike gods of chaotic revolution, she seeks to replace what she has overthrown, which she sees as weak, charitable monarchies, with mighty, uncompromising dictatorships. Whatever ruler she sets up as a replacement for what she has toppled serves as her puppets, and she wishes all mortals to unite under her banner before eternity's end. So she's all about getting all the power for herself, but she wraps that in a pretty good presentation of being on the side of the common person. And in fact, her iconography is kind of very communal and almost makes me think of Illyria a little bit, because it's fields of grain and a rising sun and a scythe. So it's as if though she just wants people to be able to harvest and fend for themselves all day. But I assume her iconography is actually saying that the dictator that she's going to set up wants your grain and was going to make you work in the hot sun with your scythe to give it to them. Her church pops up in several places. It manifests itself in different ways, but generally starts out one way and then gets real dark real fast. Civilized nations usually have her clerics and wizards. Barbaric communities will see witches that are devoted to her. Clerics rule freshly revolted nations with an iron fist, and they establish a crusading order that conquers surrounding lands and releases inquisitors to incite further uprisings. Wizards, witches, and bards use their magic and leadership to divine and inspire and inflame. In nations that are overthrown by Rolterra's radicals, the church holds supreme authority, commanded by an individual dubbed the Teller of Rolterra. All facets of government are church-controlled, so courts and schools and temples and armies are all led by clerics. Theaters stage the propaganda of Rolterra. Temples, among barbarian tribes, temples are built of red clay and roofs of thatched wheat. Witches serve as advisors to oracles, urging unity to the surrounding tribes by war and revolt. Wizard followers of Rolterra specialize in divination to arm themselves with knowledge of the future. Witches learn the fortune and tongues hexes. Inquisitors choose the path of preachers, sowing the seeds of rebellion amongst their followers. Bards become frontmen for this whole movement, and they position themselves as the face of resistance, passing copies of the rigid destinies from hand to eager hand, trying to persuade people over to Rolterra so that she can sweep in and take everything over. Spell preparation rituals. A Rolterran priest will use a fortune-telling deck or some other kind of prophetic tool, not to see random events, but as a conduit to access Rolterra's vision. Rolterrans pray for spells at the crack of dawn, eating fresh bread and local produce to honor the sacrifice of the commoners that inevitably support their efforts. In general, the color red is very important to Rolterra. It figures prominently in Rolterran observances, and her followers often wear rouge, red rouge, around their eyes. Religious traits. Axis of Evil. You are especially adept at forging a malign alliance. You receive a +2 trait bonus on diplomacy checks made with lawful evil or neutral evil creatures. Cards of Destiny. A masterwork fortune-telling deck in your hands spells future success and danger. You may do a reading once a day, taking 1 minute, and then any time within the next 24 hours, you can apply a +2 insight bonus to one attack roll, skill or ability check, or saving throw before making the roll. Rolterra is, as you can tell, a supremely deceptive goddess. She has a very good marketing team, she talks a good story, and it's all ultimately a complete lie. I think Rolterra is absolutely ripe for messing with your players. I mean, think about it. If your players are introduced to a Rolterran movement early in its lifespan, it sounds like a really great cause. They'll quite possibly join the team. I could really see them doing that. And then you could reveal Rolterra's true nature and true motives slowly as the story develops. Or they could meet Rolterran followers who are in power, which would be pretty terrifying as well. I mean, she builds a pretty formidable force, I think. A government that is wrapped up in religion can be a terrifying and dangerous thing, and that's what she puts into place once she has power. You've got all those people sincerely believing that everything that's happening up in your government is the best for you, and you see anyone trying to go against that as an enemy of not only your government, but of yourself, of your family, of your well-being. And so you fight, even though you have really no vested interest in it whatsoever. It's pretty terrifying and really, really great for drama, I think. And that was it. That was the last of the lawful evil gods. So let's switch over to neutral good in the next episode. Talk to you then. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.